Welcome to episode 4 of the Nags and Brags podcast. My name's Cassie, this is Roisin.
I'm a host. I'm a host for this evening.
Welcome, Roisin! Imagine every podcast I just welcomed Jen in the room and you're like, thank
and
you!
I ran through the door with no top on. Whoa!
We're jiggling your boobs one by one.
My boobs at the moment are like sandbags filled with cement.
My boobs, I think,
I
have grown.
Not jiggle them. Oh my god, so have mine.
No, but I think it's because I've put on weight.
So has mine. Very obviously. It's horrific, but I just feel weighed down. I feel like I can't have a good life. Maybe I should try and get a breast reduction. I actually do have quite big boobs.
No, they aren't. They're great from when I'm sitting, I think.
They look nice from where
I'm sitting. They look lovely. Last week on the podcast, we had Cece Coleman, and it went down well. It was really good. She was a great guest.
I feel like we were friends with her. I feel like
now that I see all her stuff, you know when you speak to somebody and then they suddenly become like at the forefront of your mind and you then see other stuff on social media? Roisin had posted about first dates off the back of us talking to Cece Coleman, all about just like terrible dating stories.
As I asked everybody their red flags, I'll actually fire through a few right now that I didn't get to last week. Some of these stories are absolutely hilarious. I had one. The guy missed the train, the last train home, and called his ex to come and pick him up.
What?
Sorry. What the fuck? Are people that wild? Why could you not see that that is clearly not an appropriate thing to do? This one made me laugh. Somebody said, I got catfished and the guy turned up covered in cat hair. That's absolutely disgusting. That's the sort of thing that would tip me over the edge as well. Catfishing you turned up covered in cat hair.
Cat hair?
Was he a cat? Was he catfishing you as a cat?
If he turned up with like, how does she know it's cat hair? It could be dog hair. Can you tell the difference?
I don't know if you can. No, I feel like, I don't know if you could, but that's something that would fucking stress me out as well. Somebody actually said as well, I stopped seeing someone because he had dry skin on his feet. Red flag. That's so funny. Why didn't you just tell him to moisturise his feet?
No. Disgusting.
People are so funny.
The best reply that I think you got on Instagram was the girl that went on the blind date.
I know what you're going to say. I went on a date with a bodybuilder. He ordered for me all protein, then made me walk home for cardio. Girl, you went on a PT session.
So if you've got any suggestions for guests and topics, please do all the work for us. Follow us on Instagram at Nags and Brags Podcast.
Message us on Instagram. Or if you would like to suggest a topic, if there's something you want us to talk about in great detail, we will never disappoint you. We will never let you down.
We're getting a lot of suggestions, like Jamie Genevieve. She comes in a lot. I mean, we'd
Jamie,
love
if you
it.
Listen to this, please.
Yeah.
It's all out of misery. Say yes.
Marie said Martin Compston. Marie, you're thinking hi. Send us the fee and we'll pass it on. I'll give
Although,
you my buying details.
You are friends with him now.
Well, met him once. But yeah, you could say
Good
that, I suppose.
Me.
Yeah, once. It'll do. Laura as well, she said, I'm a new listener. I can't wait for more episodes. Paul Black, please. He's been on a lot of podcasts, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Recently.
He's so funny, Paul Black.
He'd be good as well. So yeah, get your suggestions in at Nags and Brags Podcast, or you can email us if you want to do it old school.
Yeah, hello. Nobody emails us.
No.
I like emails.
Email us. Hello at Nags and Brags Podcast.
They're too big.
So episode 4 of the Nags and Brags podcast is just Roisin and I this week. We've got a guest.
Sorry to disappoint you.
We've got that.
And we're both quite hungover right now.
I was at the local bowling club last night. £1.30 vodkas.
And I was
drinking
red wine for mum and dad.
Oh my God, you're so middle class.
We have that, I know.
Well, I went from the bowling club to Yotel, so I went from a...
Is it a friend of a... Did you know the person whose birthday it was?
Yes.
Oh.
Why?
Because you said a friend of a friend, and I was going to say, did you get really drunk? Because I always feel like in situations, if I was going to somebody's birthday and I didn't really know them and it was like a friend of a friend, that's always when I end up absolutely fucking wrecked.
Well, no, because I started there. But do you know what I have to mention? Shout out to my pal Leslie, who brought her own wine glass to the bowling club because she's sick of the small glasses that they give her.
Oh my God, right. Do you know what? That's so funny you say that. I also love Leslie, but I'm becoming a glass snob. I was talking about this last week. See, when I used to work as a waitress and people used to get annoyed about beer glasses, I used to do my fucking head in. because they'd be like, can I actually get that tennis in a tennis glass? And I'm like, do you think it'll taste any fucking different? No, it won't taste different. See now, I'm a wine glass snob with my red wine. See, you know those wine glasses that are like vase shaped and they're quite thick? They make me feel unwell. I don't enjoy my drink. If I have a thick wine glass, it's not a good drink.
I don't know those ones. Oh, like just a normal wine glass.
A normal wine glass, I don't... What I like, right, is, you know, the big massive ones with the really tiny stems.
Yeah, goblets.
Big wine glass.
Right. Oh my God, you those are middle snobs class. Listening. I know. For all you other snobs out there.
For all your snobs.
Well,
you
I can tell
exactly
you that I turned up to the bowling club and did not have my own glass. Also, Leslie brought, well, I did not mention this, a bit of Tupperware with some lime and lemon in it.
That's so funny. What a legend.
And she was putting in her vodka, lemonade and lime.
I want to go on another night out with Leslie. I'm not a glass bringer, but I'm a glass taker away.
Oh, same.
I have maybe a few glasses from an establishment that we visited together.
Oh, now you're making me think. Where? Oh. It's not my flat, is it?
No. I have five mugs with your face on them. They look great. Great Halloween decorations, Messi, with a wee candle in them.
You're
lovely.
Cracked.
Lovely.
We've got some news on this podcast today.
Should I start by asking you, what's your brag, Cassie? Anything going on?
Okay, I've got quite a big brag this week.
I'm literally screaming.
Yeah.
I already know.
No, I know. I got engaged.
To me. We got engaged together. Yeah. We're leaving, don't care.
I never thought I'd see the day. My mind is blown.
I'm so excited. Did you cry?
I didn't like full scale cry.
I always worry that big events in my life, I won't be able to react the way that's like normal. Just more like, what if I have a baby? What if I'm just a bit like unfazed by it? Like, oh yeah, do you know what I mean? Or like, if you got engaged, I would be worried that I wouldn't cry.
Yeah.
Or I'd be more worried than Joe. Do you want Cam to cry when you walk down the aisle?
Oh, I don't know.
If Joe didn't cry, I'd fucking turn around and do it again. I'd be like that. What works, please.
Walk to the outside of all the guests and come back
I'd be right back. I'd say, let's fucking do this again.
Callum did say to me, right, so firstly, I can't remember when he asked me the question. I can't remember saying yes. I'm sure people will relate to this. If you've been proposed to in your life, you might relate to the fact that everything's a bit of a blur. But also Callum said, can you stop saying thank you for asking the question?
Thanks for asking. Set the scene for us. I love this chat.
So we were in Mallorca at my mum and dad's house. They've lived there for 15 years, just for reference. It's also the first time I've been out to Mallorca in 2 years because of the pandemic, and I've not managed to see my dad. So it was quite the occasion. My mum said to me, oh, I've organised you a boat. And I went, oh, amazing. So I know like all the beaches off by heart, like I know where they are. And it got,
Island girl.
Yeah.
Bilingual island girl.
The night before, now this is where it gets interesting. The night before he proposed, he said to me, are you getting your nails done tomorrow? And I said,
did you not have them done already for a holiday?
No, I'd normally get them done from a holiday, but I just hadn't got them done. But the night before, I'd said, I'm going to get my toenails done. And then he said, oh, I picked up wrong. I thought you were getting your nails done, but I think you should get them done anyway. And I thought that was quite strange.
Did you pick up on it? Or were you like...
No, Roisin, because I'm so used to not being proposed to. So I did not think anything
like,
of it.
That's like, you know, you must watch those TikToks that's like, is he going to propose or did I get my nails done for nothing?
Got my toenails done in the morning and Callum was texting me whilst I was in getting them done saying, he's going, let's see those toes.
Did you get your hands done?
No.
Oh my God.
Mm-mm.
Did he put the ring on your toe?
Imagine he did.
Toe rings used to be a thing. I tried to make them work for a while.
They were sore though. He was very chill in the morning. I think that's what put me off. Like I just didn't think. But then when he went to the bathroom, I don't know what overcame me.
Don't tell me you're going to say what I think you're going to say. He didn't.
Did you find it?
Does he know this?
No. Yeah, he knows. My mum said, why did you tell him that? And I went, because I said it was all a joke in the morning. I didn't find anything. If I'd found it, I wouldn't have told him like 100%.
But would you have been annoyed if you told him?
No, but the thing was, I was almost looking for something that I didn't think existed. It's not like I went looking for it because I thought I was going to find it. It was a bit of a laugh in my own head. He went to the shower, left his rucksack on the couch open, and I just, like, I was sitting there looking at it. I was like, and then I jumped back and went, oh, well, nothing's there. Nothing's happening. Everything's okay. So we got in this boat. It was quite nice. And there was a lady and a guy who were running the show. So the skipper and his wife. And I'm one of those weirdos where, like, it's meant to be a nice occasion and they ask me if I'd like a drink. And I'm like, yeah, just, I don't want any alcohol, just have a Fanta Naranja. So I sat there with a wee can of Fanta, quite the thing, quite happy. Got into this really nice little tiny beach.
You would be the worst person to propose to ever.
Why?
So you didn't get the nails done.
No.
As a state of defiance. You made a joke, then you said, don't propose to me, then you looked for the ring. He must have...
I sound like a fruitcake, but I'm honestly not. I'm not, because I didn't. I honestly didn't think it was happening. Like, see, if,
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
If I think something's going to happen, and especially when it's a surprise, I don't like surprises, so I cling on to it and I think about it constantly.
Oh, I love a surprise.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good to know, actually, for you.
I think I love a surprise, but then I want to plan my own surprises because I'm quite specific. So I want somebody to surprise me with all the things that I want, but I can't say that aloud because then it won't be a surprise.
So we got out into this small beach that I've been to, again, loads of times because there's nowhere else to go when I go over there. And then Callum gave me a card and was like, oh, remember I gave you a card here 4 years ago and I asked you to be my girlfriend. But then I thought, in that moment, I was like, why would someone give somebody a card to ask them to be their girlfriend? But then I remembered that we went on holiday together and we still hadn't really made it properly official. So he'd just given me a card basically saying, like, having a great time. Let's actually make this official. A bit of a laugh. So he said, so I've got you another card. Now, the minute he said, I've got you another card, I started thinking, is it an occasion?
Is it just a romantic gesture?
It's October. What happens in October? Halloween happens in October, maybe.
Halloween card.
I could be. And then I was like, no, he's going to propose. Within about 40 seconds, I must have had a million thoughts. I didn't even read the card, so I'm trying to fire through it. He said, go to the bottom of the boat and read the card, and then I want you to turn around and come back. Read the card. I might read the card on here one day when I am emotionally stable and I can handle it. Lovely words. Hats off to him. He played a blinder. Very romantic. Thought, right, I'll read that later because I'm not going to take it in right now. And at the end of it, it said, now it's time to turn around. So I turned around and he was still sitting in the same place. And right, with nothing.
Psych.
And I went, okay, I've read it already. And then he said lovely things. And we must have said, will you marry me? And I said, yes.
I'm going to cry again.
Yeah.
I love that story.
So it was...
I like that you pretended to read the card. You turned around and you're still sitting there.
I know. I told my friend on the phone what the card said and she burst out crying. And then the second time round, I was only crying. But you know when you cry because someone else cries?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
The words. And then Cal was like, what's happening in there? I was like, I'm just emotional. And he was like, well, you didn't fucking cry when I proposed.
Probably because you didn't bloody read the card. Now you're like that. Oh, that's so nice. That's...
FaceTimed you and you were very excited.
I was crying in the street.
Just out of spin class, all sweaty.
I know. I thought it was going to be something bad because I hadn't edited the video. I was like, oh, fuck you, Cal. I was like, oh. So what were the couple on the boat doing? Just watching you?
Apparently my mum had the woman's number and she said, text me to make sure that my daughter's not said no.
I wonder how many... Oh, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
See if... This is a question I love asking everybody that I can. If you got proposed to by somebody that you didn't want to marry, and it was a public proposal, I'm talking like a football game or something. Oh God, I can't think of anything worse. Would you say no and embarrass them publicly? Or would you say yes, get their hopes up and go home and say, actually, I was lying?
I think you'd have to, the second one, I think you'd have to say yes.
Let us know your thoughts on the Nags and Brags podcast. Instagram.
Although this brings me on to my major nag this week. Please stop asking me when the wedding is already. Like, it's just... not you. You never asked. But thank you for your card that says, same cock forever.
Nothing.
So that's
like,
settled in nicely.
Yeah, that's the spirit, isn't
it? I'm a little bit scary.
I actually got it and I was like...
Oh my God, it says hen party on it.
I know, how funny is that?
See, this is you. You're one of these people. I don't know when the hen party's going to be yet.
I just had to get it because it said cock on it. All the other ones were like... They were just too nice. I should actually write greetings cards.
I might say...
It'll be to go with this one.
A ring pun.
Not the only...
Set your eyes on my ring.
Yeah, and then a photo of your bum hole. With the ring round it. Imagine you did that. I'd laugh so much, but I'd be like, she's fucking... I need to talk to her. I don't know if I've ever been this excited for somebody else in my life. I'm
really?
So excited.
You were very excited on FaceTime. And I didn't tell my wee granny until I get back because I wanted to...
Oh, what was her reaction like?
I thought it was going to be an anticlimax, but she was actually very chuffed.
Was she crying?
No, she was moaning at first, and she said something about how my uncle keeps telling her to kill off her dog that's 14, and then said, oh, just because you peed yourself when you're a baby, I never killed off you. And then after that, I did say, oh, Gran, by the way, I got something to tell you. I got engaged, and she went, oh, lovely. She went, I want your ring, but I don't want your man.
Hey.
So there's an update with me. So a major brag there, and one of my nags I didn't get into that much, but is... I don't know when the wedding's going to be. I just want some time to breathe.
Where's the wedding?
Leave me alone.
Where's the wedding going to be?
Probably Mallorca.
Lingiel. Oh my God. Well, give me at least fucking 3 years' notice. That's what I'll need to fucking shed the pounds. I always think one time when I was on holiday, there was a beach wedding going on, and I was just next to it with my rolls out, eating a Magnum on a sun lounger. And I was thinking, do you know what? See, if this was the biggest day of my life, I would be gutted.
What if you were in the background of the pictures?
I probably was. Ice cream all over my belly. It must have been like, I'm sure.
Do you know
what's
really annoying as well? When you get a little bit of the Magnum chocolate, like it melts within seconds on holiday. See if it gets stuck in between one of your rolls.
I feel like I've been in the background of quite a lot of beach people's weddings photos, which I can only apologise for. Excuse me. I'll be there for the fucking 2 week all inclusive. But hopefully I'll do that after the wedding, because if I take all the best parts from
Do you know what, Roisin? Clear your diary. 2030.
2030, that's fine. Gives me enough time to get in shape. So, my brag of the week. Well, it's sort of a brag. I got an email from a bank.
Are they giving you money? Is this all you're doing a lot more influencing stuff. Is this like an influencer paid thing?
Well, I think it's like a...
Pals before gals. Honestly, naming lights, watch this space. I feel like Roisin's getting all the opportunities these days.
Well, it was from a bank, and it was basically to like talk about young people managing money. They asked me. I had to say no. I had to say no.
Fucking cheek that would be.
Honestly, it would be. I honestly thought, I can't. I was telling my friends, and they were like, you can't do this in a good conscience. I was like, no, I fucking can't. £500 overdrawn. I'm like, this is how I save money. Or I could maybe do it like, this is how I don't save money.
Ah, so like, don't be like Roisin.
Yeah, don't do what I do.
Yeah.
So I spend all my money on booze and fags, but you shouldn't do that.
So wait, you've said no to this because of your conscience?
Yeah, I think I have to. I've not actually replied to it yet.
Right.
So this is my dilemma, but I think I have to say no because I'm so bad with money.
You got to think yourself.
But then it's a paid opportunity, so yeah. I thought, this could get me out of the overdraft.
Oh my God, it's a catch-22 situation.
This could be my way out.
Think about what the other influencers would do.
That's
any
true.
Opportunity.
Maybe I'm thinking, maybe I should just do it.
Do you know what it is? It's because you're a good person, Roisin.
Well, I think I'm a bad person with awareness. It's probably better.
No, you're authentic.
I'd have to do it with sunglasses on. What would I say?
Do you know what it's like? It's
help
like
people advise their money.
It's like that scene. I'm making this reference because I went to see it last week again. The Joker, where he's got it all planned, what he's going to do when he gets on the talk show, right? When it's live.
Well,
and it's like,
everybody.
You'll say, yeah, 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 thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, definitely, I'll be there. And then you sit there and then go, I'm in debt.
I just don't think I could do it. I don't think I could. What advice would I have? My advice would be, don't do what I did. I could talk about budgeting. I would just have to say, don't do anything that I did. That's probably quite good advice. Maybe I could go down
that route. I think the more honest you are these days, the better it is.
Yeah, I mean, actually, what? Maybe I could start a GoFundMe. Actually, you could donate to me. But that's a bit of a rubbish brag, isn't it? Because it's not really a brag, because I'm probably going to have to say no. But it's nice that people
think of you,
look at me and think she's financially stable, because they're wrong. But, you know, it's lovely to be. It's lovely to have that vibe.
Is this for TikTok or Insta?
I think it was for TikTok. I just think I'll have to decline.
So have you got any big nags this week?
My nag?
What's pissing you right off?
I don't know if I've got any more than usual. I'm doing a new job. So don't leave my room. I'm like Harry Potter. So I just stay inside all day. Okay. Old man shouts at cloud, that's me.
Have you got an owl?
Nah, I actually really don't like owls.
They're scary.
They're fucking massive.
Yeah.
Tell you a story, right? I seen an owl. This is a shit story. I seen an owl and it was huge. And it's really, that was the story. I seen a huge owl off, because when we went to get Manny's dog, shout out to Jura if you listen to this. We went off, the guy that we got her off had owls.
Mm-hmm.
See the size of this. They had to be in pens because I think they would have eaten the puppies when they were small. It was the size of a toddler. I've never seen anything like it. And ever since then, I don't like them. And somebody told me a story that if you look at a bird of prey and you walk away or you walk towards it, I can't remember the logistics of what you need to do. But apparently they can confuse your head for fences. This is ridiculous now I'm saying it out loud. I'm convinced that this happened to a guy and an owl thought his head was a fence and it put his claws in. I think that honestly happened. So I don't like them. So in answer, that's a very long way for a shortcut. But in answer to your question, nags, nah, just the usual road rage. As per, although it's getting worse because of all the traffic.
COP26. I should know about this and I don't have a clue. I meant
to be... 26, open the roads. It's been 3 hours, open the fucking roads.
It's the Scottish in you, I think.
Well,
I don't know if it's just because we're a nation that likes to moan. So the COP26 stuff on Twitter, the road closures have been put out there to the masses, much to their fucking dismay, but... So I love going for the comments because they just make me laugh now. I feel like I actually don't even take in the tweet. I see what the tweet's about and then I go straight to the comments.
Straight to the comments. It's like a TikTok as well. The comments are always funnier than the video.
Well, this guy actually is called Townie. Townie? It's a pile of piss. So Alex just replied, arseholes. There you go, Glasgow City Council. Take that.
I agree. I stand by it. I had a parking ticket the other day as well that I had to pay.
Yeah.
What a bloody joke is a parking ticket.
I know.
A parking ticket.
Have you ever come face to face whilst they're doing it?
Yeah, I'm actually quite I argue with these.
I start like getting all as if I'm going to get a punishment exercise in school. Like, please can you not give me a ticket? Please can you not give me a ticket? And I get really upset about it.
No, I get more like I think I'm more defensive. It's because I'm a cancer crab. Pincers. I'm like, I actually had a fight with a guy and but then I feel bad afterwards because I'm like, oh, what if his wife's left him and I'm shouting at him in the street? But you can't think like that.
Oh my God, these are the kind of thoughts I have. Like my mind does
overtime with
everything.
I beeped the horn at a woman the other day, which I have to say I'm quite quick to honk on the old horn. So what's there for? My horn will be worn out soon, right? And I beat the horn at her and she apologised and I felt dead bad for the rest of the day. I thought, what if she's had a shit? And Joe always says, what if they've had a terrible day at work and you beat the horn at them? And I'm like, oh God, true. But I wouldn't associate with somebody that's a parking warden.
Really?
Yeah. Do any other job. Do any other job apart from that one.
I think they lie when they're out because I've never met one off duty.
That is so true. That you would have to lie. What would you say? I'm an accountant. You can. A parking warden.
Maybe they get paid a small fortune.
That's a good point. I would like to dive into this. Let's get one on the podcast. Actually, don't because I leave.
How much do you get paid?
You must have.
We want to know. Do you get bonuses? I'm guessing they get bonuses if they get cars. They
probably get bonuses if they get a certain amount of tickets.
Well, we got here's something for you to do with. It's not to do with parking. It's more to do with a hire car that we got when we were abroad. They gave us a hire car with quarter of a tank of petrol, but on my booklet it said that I had to give it back with a full tank. And I was like, well, no, because you gave me it with quarter of a fucking tank. So when we took it back, I was ready, Roisin.
Oh,
I was
that's
like,
the thing.
I'm so ready.
I did that
I
as
said,
well.
Callum, get the pictures out. Get the dates. Zoom in. Got there. This wee guy, Juan. I was like, outside Juan. I don't want to do the Spanish accent. I won't offend anyone. He said, any
problems? Not offending anybody.
No. Any problems? I said, no problems, Juan. But I said, you gave
me
one. I've got one. I went, you, look, there's quarter of a tank in that car because you gave me with quarter of a tank. I actually tried to get it so it was like exact, but I couldn't. I gave him a little bit more. But I was like going round and round about 10 times. Callum, we're getting as much as we can out of this car. I tell you, it was like, it's not full because you didn't give me it full. So I'm not. And then that's like, Callum. And then I was like, bring the pictures. So I brought the photos over and showed him. And the funniest part about it was he just didn't give a shit. But I'd got myself so stressed because I was so ready for a fight. And then we got out and then he went.
And you're charging and you're like, oh,
yeah,
so easy.
That was it. No, he was like, ready to go in here. Yep, let's do it. Went in and Juan couldn't have, he just didn't care. I was like, give me a fight, Juan. Give me a fight. Okay, let's go.
When you preempt it in your head.
Yes, how it's going to pan out.
But then it never does. And then it's always the situations when you're caught off guard, and then you don't know how to react because you've not.
Yeah, because you didn't plan for that.
Yeah, yeah.
You've literally written the script before it happened, and you didn't plan it like that. So then, how do you become nice again? Because you still got the anger. So it's like, is that okay? That's fine. Fine then.
Oh, I'll tell you a story that all my friends always laugh at, right? So I wouldn't say I make myself sound like a fucking horrible bastard. I would say that I am somebody, I am not, how will I say it nicely? I'm not shy of a complaint, right? I will complain. But I'll only complain if it's right and just. But if it was just, I would complain, and I like an email complaint. I am a Karen. See people saying that, I'm like...
I'd love if you turned up next to you with a haircut.
I show up back inside, I know. Can I speak to a manager? I don't know if I've ever asked to speak to a manager. I probably have, to be honest. But I went to London with my friends. That's fucking so embarrassing. We actually laugh about this probably once a week. Went to London with my friends, and it was this hotel. Like, the hotel was really nice, and it was always fine. But we had booked like a spa thing, and the spa thing had to be, we were only there for like 2 nights. And the spa thing was like on the second day at 3 o'clock, which is a pain in the arse because you don't really want to, like, you're not going to get a massage off somebody and then go for a big lunch. Well, I'm not, because I'll end up sharting. Wanted to basically see if we could move this spa treatment. Do you know what annoys me? Right, this is how to rile me up. See when people in establishments pretend they can't see you. My friends will be laughing at this because it makes me incandescent with rage. It makes me so annoyed when people just ignore you. Honestly, when they like act like you've got an invisibility cloak on, I'm like, you can fucking see me. I can see you. You can see me. Just say you'll be 5 minutes. I don't even need your attention. Like, just acknowledge my presence, please. So we went to a spa and I was getting annoyed because I basically phoned them and they kept pieing me and they just like fucking were patching all my calls and all this sort of stuff. So I was like, I'm going down, right? You force my hand, I'm coming down. So I came down.
I love it when you're doing it on behalf of like 5 other people as well.
Because you're righteous. Think, yeah, I'm I'm the man of the people. I'm giving the people what they want. I was so annoyed. I was so annoyed just because they ignored me. Because I was like, see if you just answer the phone and say, no, you can't move the spa treatments. I wouldn't care. But it's because they were ignoring me. They'd got under my skin. So I went down. Anyway, had this conversation. Couldn't move the spa treatments. And see at the end, I was so embarrassed. Did you ever say the wrong words in situations? If you were really, it was that way that I was preempted. I was ready to get so annoyed. And then I was just like, well, what's the point of me getting annoyed? Because there's nothing they can do. And at the end of the conversation, instead of saying okay, I went, no way. And the girl was like, what? And I was like, just wrapped up with the full thing. She must have been like, she's starting again. She's fucking near, she's gone. And I meant to say okay. So I was like, sorry. So that was one of my more embarrassing arguments. I don't like it.
I'm guessing she will not even notice that.
No, she did notice because I just said it and then I went, no, actually, I didn't actually mean that.
She's probably just thought you're a bit sassy.
There's nothing worse than that happens. You lose your cool.
Sorry. One of my nags this week, and how dare they?
How dare you?
How dare those elites, delegates, I don't know, COP26, bringing it to Glasgow during Halloween?
How dare you?
Are we going to put our kids on the streets of Glasgow when you've shut them all?
That's true.
Poor Wains.
I don't know if there's any children that live near me, but I would like to get trick-or-treaters. If you are a child listening to this, you live near me. My door's always a shut.
So
not
so
in
creepy.
A weird way. But just on Halloween night,
no,
if
you
tell
to?
Me a little joke, I would... I like that. I like that sort
but
of
but
stuff.
Are you allowed to have them in because of the whole COVID situation?
I think it would probably be personal preference. Are you going out around the doors?
I'm dressing
that.
Up.
I would like to dress up, but then when am I going to go?
I am dressing up this year, and I'm DJing on Halloween night. Also going to Glasgow on Halloween night, which I'm very excited for.
Is that back?
Yeah.
You're bamming me up. They're not having COP26 and fucking Glasgow.
Yes, they are.
Who's planning these things? So they're going to shut all the roads in the West End, put on Glasgow.
Yes.
Did you know something, right? I went last year, and see, driving there was crazy enough. Not with all the roads closed. This is absolutely...
Then I've got 4 tickets. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm taking it all back.
Slaughtered it to pieces that... Oh, a few tickets, yeah, of course.
I mean,
I would never say no.
But I mean, I just think, who is the planner? Actually, do you want me to tell you a story? My driving instructor had a guy in his car and he said to him, what's your job? And the guy was like doing his driving lessons and he said, I am a road planner. My driving instructor was like, what? He said, I'm a road planner. And Dan said, you can't fucking drive. He said, yeah, I know. It's not in the job description. It doesn't need to be able to drive. So see if your the people that actually plan and make these roads, some of them can't even drive. And he failed on one of his own roundabouts. How funny is that?
Oh my God.
But this is what I was going to say, is that the people that plan like events and stuff, why is COP26 on and Glasgow all in the West End? Like, do you not think that's, like, did nobody consider this? Like, who makes these decisions? The people consider this sort of stuff. I'm angry.
Raise your concerns to the
I fucking will.
Glasgow City Council Twitter page, because they'll never reply. So I'm DJing that night at Tigers Speedway, which is a stadium.
What are you going to dress up as?
I'm going as Baby Yoda.
That's so funny.
Because I have the ears for it anyway. I'm actually wearing a Baby Yoda head, so I've got the full head, but I'm DJing thing. As well, I know.
That's funny.
I need a cloak, so any seamstresses out there?
Do you know, I probably have a cloak. I have a costume for everything. If you'd worked with me for a long time, you would know this.
You're a big fan of Halloween.
I like Halloween.
Did you not go, I know we've mentioned this already.
I went as Mr. G last year.
And then you also dressed up as, you dressed as a blueberry.
Did
and
I ever
all your pals
story?
Were sexy. And then you went viral because you were basically like that girl in the meme that was like, when all your pals go out sexy and then your other mate turns up like this.
Well, I did do the blueberry costume, and I will rinse this probably until the day I die. I have to say, when I did, I can't remember if I spoke about this in the last podcast, but basically, if you haven't seen it, I dressed up as Violet. Is it Violet Beauregard? Is that her name? I think it's an R. Anyway, I dressed up as her for Halloween, and I stood next to one of my friends, who's a cat, and I said, there's two types of girls on Halloween. And then it did go viral on Twitter. Somebody fucking remade it. It's like the exact same thing.
Can we please try and put it out again this year and just see if it picks up any momentum?
And now the other thing, the other girl that totally copied it is more, hers is more viral. Hers comes up first now, if you think about it. But when I first moved to Glasgow and I lived in Halls, I showed my friends and I was like, oh, that's me. And they were like, oh my God, that's so me as well. And I was like, no, here's the thing. That's actually me. I feel like Halloween, I'm not as excited for Halloween because I don't have any plans. Like
come going, to my gig.
Maybe I will. I like Halloween. I like autumn. And I like October. And I like scary movies. And I like getting all warm. I was going to say I like pumpkin spice lattes, but I don't actually think I've ever tried one.
I like blankets.
I like blankets and the lights turn low on Halloween night. But I don't have any plans. Well, I'm actually going to Oxenfinch with my mum and dad. Another very...
Oh, you can definitely come to Glasgow.
Halloween night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Glasgow on Halloween night. So this means I have plans for Halloween. This uh-huh. changes everything. This mm-hmm. is beautiful. Happy Halloween. Then we can go trick-or-treating afterwards. Get ourselves some sweeties. Something that I love about Halloween is the Monster Mash. I love that song. It's one of my favourite songs. I wish... I'm being serious.
That is not what I expected to come out of your
mouth. I wish I could
there.
Sing it all.
It was a real brain smash.
I was working in my lab. He did the Monster Mash. I was like, yeah, he's fucking dead. He mashed that shit. Can we put it in the podcast? I love that song. Christmas songs.
Do you know what? I love that they roll out Halloween all the time. The Michael Jackson Thriller remix, and it goes.
Also love this
it goes,
song,
you know, the darkness nights and dance now.
Right, the land, yeah. The sound of 40,000
goats, right? Yeah. And then it gets to Mohat, and then it goes, and then a beat kicks in.
Oh, send me this.
I tell you what, if you come to my gig on Sunday, I will play the Monster Mash.
Oh, don't. I'd be up the front mashing. I'd be skanking. Imagine how weird it would be if I came on my own and was like, people would be scared. People would be
dancing
actually scared
like one of
me.
Those, you know, those inflatable men outside car
showrooms. Just letting loose to the Monster Mash. That's the sort of society that I wish we live in. I wish that people could do stuff like that. I wish I could go on my own and dance the Monster Mash, but I can't because people would be like, who the fuck is that? I would actually, if I was in a situation.
They'd go, oh, look at her.
They, but
the
yeah,
thing is, it's for.
But not on Halloween, I think you would be scared. I think you would be like, she is up to no good. I would be.
We're raising money for Cash for Kids.
Then
and
be banging the floor for Thriller. I remember seeing that at Halloween parties when I was younger. I was always dripping in sweat because I was not leaving that dance floor. I'll be back.
Well, enjoy Halloween. This brings us to an end
Happy
of the
Halloween.
Podcast. Happy Halloween. Hope you have a good
Do
one.
Do your best scary laugh. I've never actually tried to do one. That's really crazy. I actually laugh like a witch anyway.
Right, well, have a good one. Enjoy. And we'll hear from you soon. At Nags and Brags Podcast on Insta. Get in touch.
Everybody, stay safe out there. If you're out, guys, and remember, stay safe.
Don't knock on any random doors now.
Sometimes people
and give you drugs instead of sweets?
Yes, guys, you know.
Guys
and geysers. Stay spooky. Stay spooky, witches.
I hate that. Stop.
Ooh.
Have a spectacular time.
Are you going to say that when you're DJing?
No, that
that's
won't
funny.
Work.
No, yeah. It's quite
here
a hard.
Woo go. No.
No. Like you've got fucking dentures that are falling on your ugo.
So let us know what you're dressing up as if you are this year. We would love to hear. And next week, we have some special guests on the podcast that we are very excited for.
Stay spooky.
Not again.
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Nags and Brags podcast. If you have any guest suggestions, topics you want us to cover, or just want to say hi, you can reach us on Instagram at Nags and Brags Podcast, or you can email us at hello@nagsandbragspodcast.com. Or we are still on our personal social medias at CastCastG and at Pals Before Girls for myself. Thank you for listening. And make sure you join us again. I sound like a phone sex operator. I'm getting loads of DMs. We have so many DMs.
Laughing because we actually do have DMs, but
we
it's
have
when
18.
People see it.
No.
Right, we'll do
react
it again. In the DM.
Boy.
What are you?
I had something going on. Sorry, my mouth is really trying to take a shit. It's disgusting. I got powers.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, geysers. Why am I fucking speaking like that? Oh my God.